Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
Welcome, everybody. Great to have you with us today on New Year's Day 2021. Happy New Year to all of you out there. Aren't you glad 2020's gone? I am. I've had about enough of it. But what does 2021 bring us? Well, lots of opportunity in a lot of different ways. And today begins that day. It's your opportunity, folks, to stand up for your liberty. That's, you know, in part what this show is about, is helping giving you the tools to change your world by persuading the persuadable. Helping them get to that point where the light bulb goes on in their head. They're that horse that you've led to water that you can't make drink. They figure it out on their own. That's what we try to do on this show as we talk about the political issues of the day. Just help you get that done, folks, however it is. Going to be an interesting day today as it's New Year's Day. And as you know, I am participating in a protest at the state capitol. Starts at 1. And I'm driving up in a Trump truck convoy from Eugene to be a part of that. But we're not alone. There are some other folks that are meeting the left. The Antifa bunch is apparently meeting down at Bush Park. And the cops, Salem PD, Oregon State Police, they're all bracing for it. So there's a mass civil disobedience rally in March. Starts at 1 at the state capitol. That's us. That's me. That's you, I hope. And then we're going to march on down to Mahonia Hall. There's a fascist-free 503 event at Bush Pasture Park at noon. And then there's Grapple at the Capitol. Live wrestling event in front of the Capitol building at 1 p.m. Now, that's a unique idea. The mass civil disobedience rally is organized by Oregon Women for Trump. Now, it doesn't mean that the Proud Boys aren't going to be there, because they probably are. And the Oregon Women for Trump are on their Facebook page are actually using the language from my little old radio ad. We are done with the ridiculous shutdowns of businesses, schools, people, livelihoods, and the phony mask mandate. Organizers said on the event's webpage is the quote from the Statesman Journal story. Quote, the tyranny has got to stop. Enough is enough. We aren't going to take it anymore. Unquote. Yeah, we're not. Members of the right-wing group, the Proud Boys, will be in attendance. Oh, the horror of a group of people who have the right to exist just like Black Lives Matter do. The left-wing communist group. Oh, the horror of it. To this reporter, which is, by the way, Whitney Woodworth of the Statesman Journal. Neighbors, the story goes, living near Bush's Pasture Park and Fairmount Park sites along the previous march's routes have complained of public drinking, open carrying of weapons, and intimidation by protesters. Is walking down the street with a beer illegal? Now, it is noon, so it's, I mean, even though it's 5 o'clock somewhere, yeah, it's probably not going to happen, but is that illegal? I'm just curious. Is open carrying of weapons illegal in Oregon? Not to my knowledge. Intimidation by protesters. What? The fact that we're walking down the street carrying a Trump flag or an American flag, does that intimidate people? Carrying weapons openly, does that intimidate people? Intimidation by protesters, like what? What example do you give here? They don't, of course. They just recite, and this reporter does, just recites the left's accusations. That's all it does. There's a petition by Salem resident Jim Shepke urging Salem City Manager Steve Powers and new Salem Police Chief Trevor Womack to stop the quote-unquote illegal activities at the New Year's Day right-wing protest, not the left-wing protest. Illegal activities such as menacing, the public consumption of alcohol, and marching in neighborhood streets. That's illegal? Well, marching in the neighborhood street, is that illegal? Marching down a sidewalk, is that illegal? Again, public consumption of alcohol, is that illegal? I mean, literally, is it illegal? Maybe it is. Maybe there's an ordinance in Salem. If there is, okay, then nobody in our bunch should do that. Menacing. What is menacing? Is it our right to speak our mind? So if a leftist, say, union member is standing on their front porch and we walk by and they're yelling obscenities at us, or yelling at us, or challenging us. If we yell back, we have a right to protest peacefully. Is that menacing? Anyway, this neighborhood by Jim Shepke, now I don't know who he is, but he's probably a leftist, has gathered 53,499 signatures as of Thursday. Wow. And they're probably all SEIU 503 or AFSCME members, but never mind. The interesting thing about this is the wrestling match today. No kidding. There's going to be a wrestling match about the time that we're kicking off our event, the mass civil disobedience rally at the Capitol. There's going to be a wrestling match by another group. They have a flyer that says, say no to social distancing, a flyer for the event. No masks. Take your freedom and your health back. Good for them. Just, that's a novel way. 503-589-1220. It's a Power Buick GMC talk line. Happy New Year to all of you. I'll get to Glenn in a moment. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Either way, I look at them both now. The Fascist Free 503 event, which is being promoted by the Willamette Action Collective, which calls itself an anti-imperialist environmental organization, will have local speakers and a regional call for solidarity. And this is the group that is trying to intimidate Salem police and the OSP. Proud Boys, militia groups, and patriots have been given free rein in Salem. But local organizers are working to oppose them and keep our community safe, said Willamette Action Collective. Don't you love those communist words that they put into their their communications? Attendees are urged to practice COVID safety and show Salem some love. Salem Police and Oregon State Police, the story goes, have come under some criticism in the past year for responding disparately to protesters depending on their affiliation. Those tied to Black Lives Matter and left-wing groups have said law enforcement has let assaults, public drinking, and harassment from white-wing counter-protesters go unchecked. Well, how about the leftist protests that did all the damage? Did you see that riot that was declared downtown Portland last night, by the way? How about the leftist protesters that spray painted the broke windows? No. That's all okay because it's all for social justice. This is all meant to intimidate the police to not arrest Black Lives Matter, but do arrest and come after us exercising our rights. And of course, then they go in to talk about the right-wing protest on December 21st. Not a word about all the damage and the leftist protests by Black Lives Matter and Antifa. Salem police said these goals and objectives are based solely upon neutral interests of overall public safety, regardless of the view held or expressed by a particular group of protesters. Of course, you have to say that. And of course, Salem Police distributed apparently door hangers along the routes that are expected. So, bottom line is, folks, today, if you're going to join us, and I hope you are, be there about noon. You can watch this other thing going on. That'll be fun, wrestling for freedom. Why not? Why not? But also, let's get into coming together and standing up for our rights peacefully and not letting the left intimidate us. And if the leftists, the Antifa folks, come to attack us, we'll stand our ground. But we're not going to riot. We're not going to do what the left does. So let's try to minimize the traffic flow issues and disruptions. That's good. No criminal action on our part. In fact, heck, we'll be protecting property from the left like we always do. We have a right to speak and to peacefully protest and to peacefully assemble. That's our right, and we're going to do it today. Glenn, good morning. What do you have to say today? I'm probably going to have to hold you over through the break.
We just extension of the Oregon Trail. However, our wagons have rubber tires. So we might be passing through maybe to another land or just to take our stand on the land we're on. Other thing, Jeff, this is serious. Our two is Nancy and Mitch, are they getting together to pull in Oregon? And a no-show, deny a quorum on certain days by not showing up. If they do that, that would be very tricky.
Well, there is a story that has been out there. It's not been corroborated by anybody. It's just a story from a congresswoman-elect, a Republican, saying that she has heard that Pelosi and McConnell are conspiring to change the rules so that Mike Pence couldn't do what we think he has the constitutional authority to do.
How can they change it without a certain majority they can't just change it without a quorum against Trump.
True. But true, they would have to have a quorum, and the only way Republicans could stop that, because it's a simple vote. It's just a majority vote. It's not none of that could be changed other than just a simple vote.
Can you hold
Republicans
me?
Let's not.
Hold me, too. Let's talk about this idea
I'll
of quorum.
I'll hold over to the break. We'll keep talking.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past 6 o'clock in the morning on Happy New Year Day. And my friend Ben Fisher, listening to the show, is headed with his wife Sabrina to the hospital to have a baby. Lily is going to be her name. She hasn't been born yet, but they're on their way there right now. If you want to announce it, he says she's an eighth generation Oregonian and a descendant of Reverend Ezra Fisher, the abolitionist founder of Oregon. Wow. How cool is that? We'll let you know when he lets me know that she's actually been born. Pretty cool. By the way, there's an interesting couple of pieces here. One that says Mike Pence cannot, under the Constitution, do what others think he can do. And then there's another piece that is in the Liberty Daily right now that says, even if January 6th comes and goes, and by the way, January 6th may turn into several days, if in fact there are 140 Republican members of the House who object, because each one of them who objects means the House and the Senate have to retire for 2 hours to debate. That would drag on for days. What a mess that will be. But will it be necessary? Oh, there's lots to talk about, friends. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. I want to thank Freedom Heating and Air because they are helping to sponsor the ads out there for the event today, the mass civil disobedience rally at the Capitol at 1 o'clock. Come and join us. Celebrate your liberty. Stand for your liberty today. Join us, won't you? At the state capitol. Thank you, Freedom Heating and Air. Let's go back to Glenn. Glenn, please continue.
Yeah. Excellent. A New Year's baby, perhaps.
Yeah.
But if on the 6th, I'm saying, if the House started or the Senate at the federal level, if they do not show up, would not the original electors pass through the system from the 6th through the 20th? Because if they deny a quorum and don't show up, they would never have a chance to vote on the new ones. Then that means what would they do on the 20th? They can't go under arrest for not showing up. Is it not the same idea as what we did, in a sense?
It is.
Remember?
The only thing that's certain on the 20th is that the president's term ends. Now, what's interesting in this story on the Liberty Daily today, which is by the No Q report by J.D. Rucker, who is a Christian, makes no bones about it, is that is the only day that is set in stone. Or is it? Can the U.S. Supreme Court literally set aside that day and wait? You see, the 20th Amendment to the Constitution, now here's something that's interesting, Glenn. Now consider this. 20th Amendment declares when an administration officially ends, but it does not say when the next one begins. It's possible that the Supreme Court could act to suspend the inauguration until all the cases are ruled on, all these cases that are before the Supreme Court.
But the Supreme Court has not been honest with us.
No, they haven't, and I frankly don't want to rely on that, and I certainly do not want to rely on the swamp creature Mitch McConnell or any of the other rhino senators that do not want to be in a position to have to vote against Trump. So maybe your idea of denying a quorum, and I frankly don't know. I mean, at that point, it would be left up, I think, probably to the courts to decide. They have no constitutional authority to force Congress into session. Okay?
That's what I thought.
What
I'm saying also.
No more so than the courts do in Oregon.
If Trump sees this happening, then he's denied the ability for all of us to challenge all of these electors that we want to replace because there was corruption in the voting process, which he would have total authority to then swing into the executive order 13848 that outside or inside meddling with the vote of the people has happened. And everybody's refusing to deal with it, then he would have every right to lay down that executive order. If he sees the 20th come and there's been no resolution for us, the voters, about all of these issues, the multiple of pages of testimony and everything else that everybody says, well, we don't need to deal with, we'll just march right on to the 20th day, we don't care, then we're denied our chance to be heard in court, and the president would have to lay down that executive order before the 20th. Then I think that would legally delay any actions on the 20th by another president.
Well, you could be right about that. I mean, it's very, I mean, there still are options and pathways. Nobody's talking about what you're talking about at this point anyway. I mean, I'm sure that the parliamentarians in the Republican Freedom Caucus have tried to figure that out.
Has been done previously at the state legislators. And exactly what you have said before is if they leave the state or don't show up at the federal level or at the state level, it's going to show some will of action to stall an event that we don't want to happen until we get adjudicated as a country, as us that didn't, that had people voting against our will.
The reality is that Nancy Pelosi would be, after the 20th, if we're stalling by whatever reason, whatever Trump does or whatever the House does, Nancy Pelosi becomes temporary president till the courts would resolve this stuff. That's going to be very frightening.
But, yeah, it would but be then temporary. if they're not meeting to pass legislation, she's a neutral president.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Great to have you with us, friends. It's 24 minutes till the top of the hour. It is Political Coffee. That's right. Politics with your coffee as you're beginning your day or driving to work. If you're working today on New Year's Day, Happy New Year to you all. Hope you had a great evening celebration of saying goodbye to 2020 and all of that it is or was. Now, yesterday, I never got to the crazy left wing, the top five crazy left wing things that happened in 2020. And I will get to that at some point today, because I think it's worthy of talking about. Also is worthy of talking about is a video. Folks, if you have not seen this, remember this Jovan Hutton Pulitzer is the guy who developed the inventor. He's a doctor, by the way. Inventor of the QR code and a lot of other things. Well, he testified in that Georgia Senate hearing and said that they had hacked into, well, it wasn't hacking. It was just accessing through the Wi-Fi systems in the room, in the building, inside these Dominion vote counting machines. Yes, they do have wireless communication systems. He proved that. Well, here's another video. And he has a video that shows, and I'll have this on the show plan, by the way, if you want to watch it. It shows literally the communication happening between these machines and a vendor in China. No kidding. And you know how they were doing it? Watch the video. You're doing it through a 75-inch TCL television set. Now, I happen to be in my studio. I have a 43-inch TCL TV set. It's apparently your Chinese-made TCL TV set is apparently has the capability to track all of everything that you're doing. Now, isn't that interesting? Now, I'm not too worried about that because, you know, they would be tracking all the things that I already share with you publicly anyway. And I will tell you that I'm not ashamed of anything. I don't have anything to hide. I mean, you know what they would see? They would watch me watch YouTube videos of prophet, evangelical prophet, Dutch Sheets, and others like Pastor Kent Christmas, who gave a profound, and I mean profound, prophetic message last night about this nation, where it's headed, what God intends to do if we do our part. And that really means prayer more than it does anything else. So I'm not too worried about the TCL TV in my house. I am curious, though, now, if there is some way that the TV system that is apparently facilitating the transmission of data from a Georgia-based Dominion voting machine, literally, into a vendor in some province in China, which he shows the literal pathway. I'm just curious as to how I could disable that in my TV. Surely some bright, smart person out there has the ability to do that. I don't know. Anyway, 503-589-1220. What are your hopes and your dreams for 2021? Would love to get your perspective on all of that. We're going to talk about that today, too, as we go through. We're also going to talk about the Governor Kate Brown is sending a powerful message to every business that is going to open and defy her today. She is unleashing the, and she said it in her press release. She's asking all of the state agencies, and I will quote her. This is a KXL FM News 101 report. Governor Kate Brown has a message for those planning to defy her COVID-19 orders. Governor Brown also directed Oregon OSHA and OLCC to deploy all available resources to ensure businesses are in compliance. And she proposed new resources for rent relief for businesses. Oh, goody. Kate Brown, who, by the way, can't do that without the legislature agreeing, and they don't go into session for a while yet. She's proposing new rent resources, more crumbs from the table to try to keep these restaurants alive so they don't go under. You know, these small businesses. Isn't it interesting that you can go into Costco? Wonderful. Don't you love Costco? I love Costco. You can go into Costco and you can buy a hot dog and a pizza. But you can't go in your local restaurant and do that. Oh, you can do takeout. But you can go into Costco and sit there and eat it. It's a restaurant, folks. Why is that okay? And closing our local restaurants. Anyway, Governor Brown is basically intimidating everybody. She's asking the bureaucracy to come out full force. Why? Well, because all of the restaurants in Newport are apparently opening today, and restaurants all across the state are, and mayors like Stan Polium and George Endicott in Oregon are basically supporting all of their restaurants opening. Why? It's the same reason that we're having a mass civil disobedience rally today. Because we think this is wrong and we have a right to protest it. And they have a right, Governor Brown, to protest also by opening. because it has been proven that your lockdown methods not only do not work, they are secondarily not scientifically based because they've been all over the board. And Governor Brown, it also should be noted, there is no asymptomatic spread. If you and your health advisors could read, you would actually read that little old thing, that 10 million person study in Wuhan, China, which, by the way, did you see the contrasting pictures of Wuhan, China celebrating the new year last night and a totally empty Times Square in New York City? Doesn't that say it all? Mass civil disobedience today. Come and join us. Thank you, Freedom Heating and Air, for making that possible with your ad time here. Now, not everybody thinks that what we're doing today is good, because Wanda writes to me an email. Now, she's listening, obviously. She says, your group is intimidating and threatening. You look ready to kill people. You should only protest at the state capitol building, not in residential neighborhoods. The governor's mansion is a house purchased by Salem citizens, not tax dollars. Salem citizens, they bought and paid for that? Maybe. So what? You are terrorizing the people who live in these neighborhoods, many of whom are children. They're too afraid to leave their houses when you are there. Gee, Wanda, I wonder if you're criticizing that when Black Lives Matter goes into the neighborhoods and actually damages houses. We don't do that. Do we have a right, Wanda, to walk through the streets? She writes, when you carry guns, you look like brown shirts. Gee, Wanda, do you think that Antifa dressed in all black with clubs and body armor look like, what do they look like? Yes, she admits it is illegal to open carry loaded weapons. No, it is not. Where did you get that? Wanda, why don't you show me the ORS that says it's illegal to open carry a loaded weapon? Please show that to me. Yes, it's illegal to be drinking alcohol in the streets and neighborhoods in parks. Well, maybe. Your embracing of the Proud Boys shows the unsavory attitudes of your... I don't embrace the Proud Boys, Wanda. I didn't embrace them at all. I don't hang out with them. It's not my choice. But they have a right to exist. Don't you acknowledge that, Wanda? Just as much as the Black Lives Matter people do. And frankly, Antifa has a right to exist. Oh, and Wanda, your Wikipedia and your other white nationalism and all of that. You know, Wanda, Wikipedia is very untrustworthy, first of all. Secondly, the Proud Boys is labeled those things by the Southern Poverty Law Center, which is a far left-wing group, which you should note, Wanda, has settled numerous out-of-state or out-of-court lawsuits, rather, for how they have defamed people. You see, they don't want to have to go to discovery. Yeah, they're just a leftist group. And you embrace it because you're a leftist, Wanda, and that's okay. You're free to live and think any way you want in this great country. That's what we're talking about today. It is not illegal to open carry loaded weapons. And maybe there's an ordinance against drinking alcohol out on the streets. Maybe there is. Okay. But the Proud Boys, Patriot Prayer, any other group that you on the left want to declare is a right-wing white nationalist organization, racist, whether you want to admit it or not, they have a right to exist, just like your people on the left. Because this is America. Back in a moment with Art. It's 6:48. On the way.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour. I want to thank also ProBioscience as one of the great sponsors of this radio show for not only the great products that they produce, but you know, being a company that's responsive to you. And this is the new year. And by the way, if you want to buy their great products online, go to pro-bioscience.com. You know, I rave about their pain stick, and I gave away a bunch of them for Christmas, because just about everybody I know has aches and pains in their body. And the CBD-infused pain stick just works great. It does for me, and it does for a lot of other people that I've given them to. You want to buy it online, you can get a discount, a 15% discount, if you do. But it is the new year, so use the discount code, the word new year, and get 15% off. Plus, folks, they have other programs where you can save even more money. There you go. Pro-bioscience.com. I want to thank them for being a great sponsor of this radio station and this show. Now, to the phones. We'll go to Art. Art, how are you, friend? Welcome. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year. Happy Freedom Friday that we're not having yet. But anyway.
Yeah, I know.
Well, first of all, I want to say, you know, Mr. Shetke, who I believe is an ex-state employee, who successfully, unfortunately, was part of the group who stopped us from getting a third bridge. He's definitely an activist. And we should counter him by saying, hey, these other groups need to be treated the same way, just like you said, because there is no doubt about that. But we do have a bunch of troublemakers around, and Wanda, the Constitution of the United States, Second Amendment. American citizens have the right to keep and bear arms. And so for you to make those statements, I think you need to get educated before you throw a bunch of fake news, which you and I both know, Jeff, the left is world famous for. Just like we have that right to free speech, the right to assemble, and if we want to march down to Mahonia Hall, which is state property, and as long as we're on the sidewalk, the Constitution guarantees us that right. So let's not throw out a bunch of misinformation there, dear lady, because just like you have the right to send Jeff an email full of false information, we all have our rights. And that is public property given to the governor to use while she is in office. And I don't care who paid for it. We have the right to stand outside the sidewalk.
You're right. Wanda is correct, because I looked it up, that it was purchased by people who just raised money for it. Okay, but it still doesn't mean that we can't go out on the public property, the sidewalk in front of it, and protest. We have that right to do that. She also, in Wanda's defense, she wrote me a follow-up email. She says, Antifa are as bad as your groups. You are incorrect. I do not condone Antifa. They are thugs. I also think Black Lives Matter. People should testify at city councils and state legislatures, not be in the streets. Well, that's where we disagree. And I strongly disagree. Antifa is out there. You know what? We aren't assaulting cops.
Well,
yeah, some idiots in our group broke some windows at the state capitol and should not have. And frankly, they ought to be held accountable for it. That's the law.
And they should be prosecuted.
Yes.
Okay. And, Jeff, you and I both know there are good people and there are bad people. And we cannot control them. We can condemn it. And I believe, Jeff, you condemned and I condemned any inappropriate behavior by individuals. However, Wanda, our house should not have been locked up. We should have had access, and that's just a fact. And those incidents would have not occurred if our governor had not denied us our right, the freedom to assemble and protest what was going on in the state legislature.
Well, in fairness to Kate Brown, the decision was not made by Kate Brown to close the Capitol. That was a decision by Peter Courtney and Tina Kotek, Speaker and the President of the Senate. They made that decision. Kate Brown did not. But your point is well taken. It's still the people's house. And
hey,
they could have opened it up. They could have limited the
governor,
number of people in there. It would have been fine.
They
have no right. We own that house. It is ours. Yeah.
The governor is the head person of this state, and she shouldn't have allowed Courtney and Kotek to shut out our house. So she's just as guilty by not, allowing us our rights under the law. So, you know,
cannot tell them what to do. Okay, they're independent elected officials, Art, but she can suggest it. And can she pick up the phone and try to intimidate him? Yes, she could. Did she? I don't know. Frankly, I don't care. It doesn't matter who locked we the people out of our house.
That's right.
They better not do it again. Because I'll tell you what needs to happen. If they're going to do it when the session starts later this month, you know what we need to do? Every day, Timber Unity, all of our so-called patriot groups need to be shutting the streets of Salem down, just like we did, driving around with log trucks and tractors every day until they open it up.
That's
we
right,
need because to make our voice heard. We have the right. It's our house. It's we the people. It's not we the politicians or the tyrants who rule us. It's we the people.
That's right, Jeff. And they're denying us our state constitutional rights by locking our house when they are making decisions that affect all of us. God bless, Jeff. We'll talk
to you
more.
Same to you, friend.
Today.
1 hour gone, two more to go. Stick around, won't you? Lots to talk about. Don't go away.